Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. I'm in Mineota today, the City Hall Bar and Grill. The grill part will be opening this Friday for the first time ever, and it's quite the place, and that's where I am right now. And join me is Jordan Dressen, the manager of the City Hall Bar and Grill, and quite a place you got here, Jordan.
Thank you. Yeah. A lot of work has gone into it. And we are getting really close to being ready for a lot of business. So.
Yep. Now, Jordan, why don't you tell us a little bit about how City Hall Bar and Grill got started?
Well, here in Mineota, there hasn't been a place to eat for a while. So a lot of the community members got together and started a board of investors who kind of renovated the local bar and most recently added the restaurant area. Mm-hmm. And I was joined in about that time, and they heard about my experience in restaurants, and we kind of designed a menu and a concept, and went from there.
You're off and running. Now, Jordan, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first?
Okay, well, I'm originally from kind of in the area. I'm from Tyler, Minnesota, just down the road. I went to school at RTR, and then I went to college up at St. Cloud State in St. Cloud.
Oh, wow.
I majored in film there, so.
Oh, you
but the whole time I kept working in restaurants.
Okay.
I worked at Granite City Food and Brewery for about 7 years.
In St. Cloud?
Yep. Oh, and there I was in charge of training the front of house serving staff.
One of my favorite places to eat in St. Cloud.
It's a really, really great place, yeah.
Yep.
That kind of learning about casual fine dining there really kind of got me prepared for this job in management. So
okay. Yeah. Well, here we are at a City Hall Bar and Grill. The bar part's been open for a while, though, hasn't it?
Yes. Okay. I believe since the remodel, about a year.
Okay.
Yep. And we opened the grill side here now on April, Friday the 13th.
Okay. Now, the bar part is a complete new addition. Why don't you tell her a little bit about that?
Yeah. The dining room. It's an entirely new building added onto the old building. There's even the exposed brick on one wall from the old building. We seat about 90 people over here, an additional 40 or 50 in the bar. So mm-hmm. we're definitely built for volume, and we're excited to open.
Okay. And I'll give us a little history of the City Hall Bar and Grill. This used to be the jail, I understand, in Mineota.
Yes. City Hall is in the brick of the building itself. Mm-hmm. This was a long, long time ago, at one point, it was the jail, it was the firehouse, I believe, it was the library, it was the entire kind of epicenter of the town. So.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Well, tell us maybe some of the people that have helped build this, and a lot of community members have put a lot of hard work into this, haven't they?
Yes. My board of investors, they're really a talented group of guys and a really talented group of people. We have a board of built of electricians and plumbers and woodworkers, and it's really shown in our mm-hmm. in the building itself. It's a really beautiful space we've made.
Yeah, one thing that's really caught my eye the minute I walked in was the tables here. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we sold a lot of ad space on the tables, so we have very, very professional looking
Icons
on every table for local businesses, and Bruce Lalleman made the tables himself, and they look just incredible.
Yep. Yeah, he kind of made the whole grill look a little antique-like.
It's got a really rustic but contemporary look to it, I would say. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the menu. My favorite thing to talk about. What do you got on the menu?
Okay, so our menu, I kept it pretty familiar. Yeah. So it features appetizers, burgers, pizzas, and roasted chicken. In addition to that, I will be starting in May. I will be featuring monthly specials, and those recipes will be a little more unique, a little more experimental. Mm-hmm. And my goal is that there's something always new to try.
Yep.
And we're also going to be doing prime rib nights, steak nights, pasta nights, fajita nights, all kinds of fun stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
And I understand, I heard a rumor that the pizza's outstanding here.
The pizza is incredible. Yep. My goal for everything from the food to the beer was to have everything as locally sourced as possible and as fresh as possible, so that when it gets to your table, it's the best possible food you can have.
That's one thing I was going to ask too. I understand that mostly everything that you purchase here at City Bar and Grill is local purchases.
Yes, our burgers come from Brad's Market right here in town. Our buns come from the C Store. Even our beer, we have been working really closely with Brow Brothers and Marshall, as well as Bank Brewery and Hendrix. So.
Okay, so you got a lot of different beers available too, huh?
We do, and that was really exciting for me because this bar didn't have a very big craft beer selection before, so I was really happy to get some new taps in here and introduce that to our concept. Okay.
Now, I've seen you have a Facebook page. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if you want to keep updated and keep in touch with our business and me directly, our Facebook page is under City Hall Bar and Grill, and that's where we'll always be posting all the new and exciting stuff we're doing. So.
And I've already seen that you've posted some pictures of people in jail behind bars. You can do that
here? Yeah. they put up some bars, I think, this last weekend, and come take a picture behind the jail bars. It's kind of fun.
All right, why don't you tell us a bit about the opening here then Friday? What's happening, hours and stuff?
Okay, so Friday is our opening to the public. We're going to run normal hours, so we'll be open about 4 o'clock. We'll close at 10 o'clock. So come on down. I mean, I heard the weather's supposed to be a little nasty, but hopefully it's not too bad, and you can make it down and see us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have Brow Brothers here doing free samples of their beers, and I'll be giving out some free food, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Starting at 4 o'clock on Friday then?
Correct.
Okay. What's the regular hours during the weekday?
Okay, so we will be open 4 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4 to 10 on Fridays, and 11 to 10 on Saturdays. So we will have lunch available on Saturdays.
Okay.
Closed Sundays.
Okay, closed Sundays, but lunch will be available on Saturdays, I know.
Saturdays, yep. And I'm hoping to do lunches on weekdays down the road, but we haven't gotten there quite yet.
Yep, got to build up.
Yeah, exactly. We're taking baby steps towards a lot of different things. So,
talk about the kitchen here quick. Everything's brand new.
It is all brand new, and it's really great size too, and it's a really comfortable and economic kitchen. I've been in a lot of kitchens in a lot of different places, and ours is, I mean, as professional as they come. It's a really incredible thing to have something like that in such a rural area, I guess. Yeah.
How many people have you hired to work be waitresses and bartenders now?
As of right now, I have about 10 cooks and 15 servers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's. I'm glad people were so enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't too sure how many people would be applying, and I got really lucky.
All right. All right, Jordan. Well, that's exciting times here in Mineola then.
I'm a little nervous too, but mostly excited.
Yep. You got a lot of support though.
Yes, I do. It's been wonderful.
All right, Jordan, thank you for your time and have fun Friday.
Thanks so much. I hope to see you there.
Yeah. That's Jordan Dressen, the manager of the City Hall Bar and Grill here in Mineola, located along Highway 68. And so come on over Friday for the opening. Starts at 4 o'clock, as Jordan mentioned, till 10 o'clock on Friday.